We have talked about concentration of oxygen as one of the things that influences hemoglobin's affinity for oxygen, but there are some other factors that have an effect here. In fact, there are four other factors that we're going to talk about. Well, actually, no, there's three others. The first, of course, is the partial pressure of oxygen, and we've gone over that already. When there's a higher partial pressure of oxygen, hemoglobin is going to have a greater ability to attach to it. Another thing that has an effect is the pH, or how acidic or basic the environment is. If the environment becomes more acidic, hemoglobin is going to reduce or lose its affinity for oxygen. So, in other words, hemoglobin is going to release oxygen in more acidic environments. And this is actually very beneficial because more acidic environments usually indicate that there's a presence of lactic acid and other cell wastes. And usually, where there's lactic acid and other cell wastes, there's also a low concentration of oxygen. The cells have usually used up the oxygen that they need, and so that's a spot where oxygen is required. Another factor that affects hemoglobin's affinity for oxygen is temperature. As the temperature increases, hemoglobin is more likely to release oxygen. So, if you think about it, as muscles warm up, it's easier for hemoglobin to transfer oxygen to them. Fourth, there is a chemical called biphosphoglycerate, or BPG, which is created sometimes when there is increased thyroid hormone and increased metabolism in the red blood cells. And when this is present, it causes the red blood cells to secrete the BPG, and that causes hemoglobin to release oxygen. So the presence of this chemical is going to cause hemoglobin to be more likely to release oxygen to supply the cell metabolisms that are requiring it.